The Bible says, don't give place to the devil. And this speaks to Christians. That means Christians are capable of giving place to the devil. Last year around summer, we all had a service in the park, and I had people that lived with us. And one of the requirements that anybody who lived with us, I always asked them, please lock the windows, and not just close the windows, but lock the windows. Because how many of you know you can close the window and not lock the window? And so, but because people have hard hearts, sometimes they would not check, double check, you know. And when it's not your house, you don't care as much as it's in your own house. So sometimes I would even walk into the rooms and double check just in case and find out the windows to be open or doors left unlocked. And we were all worshiping God in the park, having a fabulous time. And I come back to the house and I see in the house a wind. At first I thought it was like the wind of the Holy Spirit, you know, so I was like, whoo, this is awesome. I felt something different. But I quickly realized the Holy Ghost isn't in this house yet. And so I check one of the rooms and I find out the window is open, wide open, and I see fingerprints, like a glove prints on the walls right away, and the screen is removed. And I quickly realized that our house got broken into. One of the reasons I realized the house was broken into is because the car was missing. It's kind of duh. I look through my stuff and I see all of our drawers are open, and for the first time I felt, it almost feels like you're being violated when you just realize somebody went through your stuff. Nothing was taken except the car. And the car happened not to be mine. So there was a sense of relief. And the car was supposed to be given to somebody. And so if you can switch, that's actually the guy, that's the car that the person took. And so the person, the ironic part is the room that this person broke into, this person who lived with us happened to drive around Pasco downtown after midnight. That's another ironic thing, which one could go for another time. And so, and then this person finds out this car parked in downtown Pasco there with a note inside of the car, and I want you to see the note. I'm sorry for stealing. Now, unfortunately, Satan is a thief. You will never experience this with Satan. That's what I'm going to tell you right away. But the person who stole in my house and broke into my house was studying me. They knew, they watched for nobody to be there. And they got me figured out, and it took me once, or someone in my house once, to make a mistake. This person didn't attack me. I've never seen him physically, and I have never seen him before, never seen him afterward. He never stabbed me. He never urged me. The only thing he did, he slipped into a window that was open, took something and left. It's interesting, when Jesus talked about Satan, he says one of the first characteristics of Satan is he comes to steal. As a thief, he remains anonymous. As a thief, his goal is not to stay, but to steal. See, Satan comes to kill. That's when the demonic oppression and demonic possession comes in. But the first strategy of Satan, if he cannot possess you and oppress you and torment you, he wants to sneak in, take stuff and leave. That's why sometimes you will feel like something is missing in my life. You know what's missing? It's whatever Satan took. How did he take it? There was an open door. I have about 6 windows and 2 doors and 1 garage door. After that, I realized I cannot rely on me or people living in my house to keep the windows and the doors locked. So I invented this Russian reinforcer. I'm giving you tips today of how to secure your life. The blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost and wooden sticks from Lowe's. What you do is you put this in, so even if you forget to lock the window and close the window, you stick them in so that nobody can open your window because they have this wooden piece. I installed cameras in my house. I bought fake stickers that say I have security in my house. And those of you who are getting ideas, I have cameras. You can't break in. And I bought locks that the moment I get out of my house, they self-lock in 30 seconds. And so I reinforced. Why? Because I have valuables in my house and I don't want thieves to break in. Just last week, 25 break-ins happened in 1 week in Kenwick. If there's one thing you're going to get out of coming to church today, reinforce your house and your car. The Bible gives us at least 10 different windows to your personal life and your soul. And I want to mention them today, not just to, but maybe to, if you're noticing something is missing in your life, to maybe to double check, is this part of my life open to demonic influence? And if it's not, to just reinforce. One of the reasons we don't sin as Christians is not just so we stay away from jail and we don't go to hell and all this stuff. The reason why we don't sin as Christians is so Satan stays away from us. If there is no heaven and hell, if there is no eternity, I would still not want to sin just because I don't want to have a thief in my house. The same way I keep my windows and doors locked. Why? Because I want safe things in my house to be safe. And so the first open door that many times is mentioned in the Bible, and that is occult. That is the biggest one. Horoscopes, Ouija boards, dream catchers, talking to the dead, all kinds of Ouija boards and connecting with the dead, levitation and every shape and form of occult. Any teaching or a religion that does not believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord is an occult. Is an occult. They might be good people, but deceived. Number two, the open door is disrespect for parents. Bible clearly indicates contempt for your parents is open door for curse. You can mark my word, no one who dishonors their parents will have a blessed life. You can have a PhD dishonoring your parents, but not a blessing. On your life, there is a curse. The Bible clearly states it. You may say that's an Old Testament and everything. It's all over the Bible where disrespect for your parents is an open door for the devil. He might not oppress you and possess you, but he will take stuff. Number three, open door is injustice to weak and helpless. It's when you hurt the needy or people who are weak. I definitely believe if you commit abortion, you open the door to the demonic. God can forgive you. But you need to renounce that and you need to find freedom and reinforce your life by never doing it again. Because it's a murder. It's hurting someone who is weak and helpless. And that is an open door for the demonic intrusion. The next one is illicit, unnatural sex or incest. It's when people participate in sex that is not natural, illicit. And the Bible mentions here things like, you know, sleeping with your mother or sleeping with your sister or sleeping, the things that are just unnatural and things that are illicit, and especially having physical relationships with animals. The next one is anti-Semitism. If you notice that in your family or even in yourself, you have this contempt or you have this hate toward the Jews or disrespect for the Jews, I truly believe you really need to double check how you became a Christian, because every author of this book is Jewish. Your Savior is Jewish. He was born to a Jewish people, and he's coming back not to America, New York, Washington DC, he's coming back to Jerusalem. And the Bible says the whole history is going to be around that nation. And so you might not be part of that nation, you might not understand that nation, but you have to have deep respect for that nation, because that brings the blessing of God in your life. Can somebody say amen? The next open door and that we need to reinforce is accursed things. It's when you and I invite things into our house that have been dedicated to Satan and demons in the form of charms, in the form of dream catchers, in the form of things that have been, Bible calls it, abominable or cursed. They've been dedicated to Satan and demons. If you bring them, especially objects that you pick up on your traveling, or you pick up sometimes on Indian reservation, on things that have been accursed, they can bring sickness, they can bring disease, and they can bring nightmares and other attacks of Satan in your life. Sometimes actually there are accursed places. Places where somebody committed suicide or places where murder happened could become haunted. Demons, they get locked in that place, and anyone who moves in there, they seek to torment. For us as Christians, it's very easy. If you have a title deed for that place, anointing oil, anointing water, any other that's anointed, you come, pom 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 pom, and you tell the devil you're not paying bills, get out. And that's it. And you take authority over that and you live for the glory of God. I remember when me and my wife, we bought our second duplex and we moved in there, and it was a drug house. I checked the title, make sure that they didn't have a lien toward the duplex, and they said the lien is clean, but the whole neighborhood knew. This is where they did drugs. I even know some people who got saved in the church who did drugs in my previous duplex. So I knew it was a drug house. And so we took spray. We sprayed it with vinegar first. Then I sprayed it with anointing water. Vinegar was for the walls and anointing water was for the spirits. And so we cleaned it up. As we started to clean the house, I found out that in the basement there was a hole and a dead cat was buried there. And so I didn't, I sent somebody else to take it out. And so we took it out. I remember I sprayed the anointing, and I knew that there was something unnatural about that. So I took the anointing water, sprayed it, and anointing oil and everything. And I just dedicated that house and everything unclean. And I know God on purpose allowed us to find that cat to remove every cause of it. Because the last thing I wanted is sleep there and have nightmares and all kinds of demonic things that happened in my life. It's my house. We paid the bills and we're going to enjoy God's blessing. But we have to remove the accursed things. Can somebody say amen? The next thing that opens the door is stealing and perjury. On your home group, you will read the Zechariah chapter 5 verse 4 where God says, person who steals will have a curse on their house and that the frame of their house is going to fall apart. It's actually crazy how stealing, perjury, taking stuff that's not yours destroys your finances, your retirement, and everything that you have. And it's an open door. If you steal, whether it's cyber stealing, whether it's shoplifting, whether it's just taking things from your boss that you don't earn, you must understand that is an open door for demonic intrusion. He might not possess you or torment you, but he will take the opportunity to steal things from you. And God doesn't want that to happen. The next one is stinginess toward God. We hear that verse all the time. The next one is offense. The Bible says the person who had unforgiveness was delivered to torturers and tormentors. And today, in this message, I just want to take a moment and pause on the last one. Murmuring.